the volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast brought to you by FanDuel. It's never been easier to play fantasy on FanDuel. Whether you love basketball, golf, soccer, or any fantasy sport, there is a contest for every fan. FanDuel, more ways to win. All right, everybody. It's a Friday morning podcast. No guest today. I'm going to give you my instant reaction to the Nets-Bucks Game 6. And I talked to Mark Cuban on Thursday night, last night, if you're listening Friday morning, about Rick Carlisle and the situation there. Let's start with Nets-Bucks Game 6. I think it's as simple as this. The longer that game went on, the more exhausted and worn down Brooklyn looked. Very competitive game. End of the third quarter, Nets gave up back-to-back-to-back baskets to Chris Middleton. I thought that was a breaking point. Brooklyn fought back. Didn't have the energy. Bucks going a 14-0 run. Don't kid yourself. We're asking these guys in the playoffs with injured rosters to play more minutes when you're the star. Kevin Durant looked tired by the end of the game. Bucks go on that big run. They have the juice of the home crowd. Listen, I'll take Brooklyn to win in seven. They're now playing without Kyrie Irving and with a 70 to 75% at best James Harden. That feels like Brooklyn in seven. If Kyrie didn't get hurt, James Harden didn't get hurt, this is probably a five-game series. But Milwaukee can be a physical team with P.J. Tucker, Brooke Lopez, and Giannis at home. Jrue Holiday, you get the calls. On the road, four or five, you don't. Brooklyn wins in seven. I just think it comes down to sometimes these guys are human. We're asking them to play a lot of minutes. The games are only 48 hours apart. Brooklyn looked gassed. Kevin Durant's shot. Short, off, he looked tired. They come home, sleep in their own bed, feel good, win in game seven. That's my prediction. Sometimes the easiest answer is what we deal with. Fatigue. Brooklyn looked tired. Especially KD, who played 48 minutes in Game 5. All right, Rick Carlisle steps down after 13 seasons. So I talked to Mark Cuban. Here's what I will tell you. There's been a lot of stories about Luka Doncic not getting along with Rick Carlisle. Mark Cuban felt those were overstated. Luka's 22 years old. He became a star this year. It's a ton of pressure for a 32-year-old. Forget a 22-year-old. So Luka comes to the States. He's gotten big, bigger, and now he's about as big as anybody in this league. Does he lose his temper? Yeah, as Mark told me. Look at the refs. Look at the technicals. He's working his way through this stuff. He and Carlisle had their moments. It wasn't about being pulled out of games. That's never the problem. It's a young player with a ton of pressure at 22 years old. Sometimes they snap. It's the reality. We're all working our way through life. It's a lot harder when you're 22 and face the tsunami of American criticism and press. As far as the Mavericks overall, you know, my feeling on the story that Mark Cuban ran out Donnie Nelson, Rick Carlisle, I know this. I know Rick Carlisle. He's an emotional guy. He and Mark Cuban meet after the season. I was told it was pretty emotional. At that point, there's certain things Rick's not going to want to have to deal with, certain things Rick is willing to deal with. And I thought Rick Carlisle saw it as a perfect time to move on. And I think Mark Cuban was okay with it. This stuff's not easy. Zion Williamson, another star. Didn't like Stan Van Gundy, and they got rid of Stan Van Gundy. It's not a coincidence. Same 48-hour period, Rick Carlisle and Stan Van Gundy, two older coaches, are gone. But when I talked to Mark Cuban, he said a lot of it's just overstated. Luka's a great kid. It's a ton to throw on his shoulders. And like all 22-year-olds, he's just getting his way through it. All right, time for fake questions, real answers. I got a lot of questions I want to answer, but I don't want to wait for you to ask them. So here we go. Dear Colin, I see all these NBA people complaining about injuries, but don't you think the true measure of a title-winning team? They can fight off injuries? Great question. The reason the Chicago Bulls are the greatest team the Michael Jordan dynasty I've ever seen was not just Michael Jordan. It wasn't just Scottie Pippen. Dennis Rodman was a two-time NBA champ and a two-time All-Star before he got to Chicago. He was a two-time Defensive Player of the Year again before he even got to Chicago, and a seven-time All-Defensive Player. Horace Grant, for a chunk of his career, averaged 15 and 10. Ron Harper averaged 20 points in 9 years with the Cavs and Clippers before joining the Bulls as a role player in 94. Steve Kerr had the highest three-point percentage in NBA history of any player who made at least 250 threes. Tony Kukoc, at the time, was arguably the best international player. John Paxton shot 50% from the field in his 9 years with the Bulls. Bill Cartwright was a 17-7 guy, 8 years with the Knicks, despite dealing with constant foot injuries. They also had the best coach. What made the Bulls so special was not just they had the best player and that Scottie Pippen was the best Robin ever. It was a stacked roster of all-stars and specialists. Dear Colin, in your episode Wednesday with Gary Payton, which I have to say was tremendously insightful, Gary said Rod Strickland was the most underrated player ever. Who do you think are the most underrated players? Well, I'll give you one. Mark Price. Most people listening to this podcast never saw Mark Price play. He was a Cavalier. First of all, he shot 90% from the free throw line. He shot 40% from the three-point line. He was a four-time NBA All-Star. First team 1 year. People don't understand about Mark Price. I say this often. Some players born in the wrong era. If Mark Price played today, he wouldn't be as quick as Steph Curry, but he would be a sturdier version of Steph Curry. Mark Price is the most under-discussed, underrated player in NBA history. Honorable mention, Gus Williams. He's one of the great Pac-12 players of all time, the best USC basketball player ever. They called him the Wizard. He averaged 29 a game in the 79 finals when his Sonics won. He was a multiple-time All-Star, first-team All-NBA in the early 80s. Gus Williams, again, geographically isolated, up in Seattle, East Coast media didn't pay attention to him. Gus Williams, the greatest player in USC basketball history, had a fairly short NBA career, but incredibly dynamic in his peak 5 or 6 years. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, proud to be presented by FanDuel. Never played FanDuel Fantasy before? Great. FanDuel's offering users the chance to play free. No deposit required. Plus, for those folks who want to deposit, FanDuel's offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with our 20% deposit match. It's sweet. Why do you play on FanDuel? Well, the FanDuel Fantasy is an easy, easy-to-use app. You pick a new team every game. You compete for top cash payouts. Compete against your buddies in head-to-head matchups. For new users, FanDuel's offering up to a $500 bonus instantly when you make your first deposit with their 20% deposit match. Just go to FanDuel.com/Cowherd. That's it. FanDuel.com/Cowherd for more info. FanDuel.com/Cowherd. They know we sent you there. FanDuel, just more ways to win. So you're a sports fan, right? That's why you're listening. But if you're considering getting in on the fun of sports gambling, I want to let you know about a great resource, the Action Network. The Action Network is where fans go when they're ready to bet smarter and turn a profit betting on sports. In fact, their free Action Network app, free, recently named the best app in sports betting. With the Action app, you can, one, see the latest picks and articles from the Action Network gambling experts, two, compare odds from different sports books, and three, track every bet you make so you always know how your picks are doing. So, if the game means more to you, Download the free Action Network app and start betting smarter. Dear Colin, what do you think of Devin Booker giving free tickets to a Suns fan who got into a fistfight and beat the crap out of a Nugget fan? I think it's ridiculous. I should be able to take my kids to a game without a fistfight. Does everybody understand the reason we have law enforcement is because of young men? They're morons. Does everybody realize why we pay our taxes? A big chunk of it is because of young men. Between 19 and 25 is the overwhelming majority of people committing crime. The idea that we should be laughing, how coarse and corrosive has our society gotten when we now think it's funny when people get into fistfights at sporting events? I shake my head at it. I don't think it's funny. I don't think it's cool. I think one of the reasons people won't take their kids to NFL games is because of morons who get into fights. I don't get the entertainment value in it. Dear Colin, you see baseball cracking down on pitchers putting foreign substances on the baseballs. What do you think about it? Another terrific question. Listen, anytime you get cartoonish numbers in a sport, you have to examine it. In the steroid era, you had guys hitting 60, 70 jacks, and fans were deeply offended if you suggested that one of their star players was probably on cattle steroids. This is no offense to many great young pitchers in baseball, but Jacob DeGrom has an ERA of 0.56. He hasn't allowed an earned run in his last four starts. He's allowed six hits total in those four starts. I don't have the right to be cynical after the Astros scandal, when the Wall Street Journal breaks a story on pitchers using tack. I know he's your favorite pitcher, and I know that's your favorite team. But we went 10, 12 years steroid scandal, Astros scandal, now pitchers using tack scandal. I have the right to be cynical. I don't know who's taking it, and I don't know who's not. But when you see numbers that are video game quality, I kind of think something could be up. Now, just like the steroid years, fanboys will get upset with this. Remember back in the steroid era, you can't prove it. Some things I don't need to see. I didn't need to see a player using a needle. Players' bodies changed. Major League Baseball players now are acknowledging they can hear the ball snap when it leaves a pitcher's hand. By the way, in the last month, since multiple stories have broken on this, and Major League Baseball has told teams they're keeping an intense eye on it, batting average went up 10 points last month. Yep, 237 to 247 in 1 month. Believe it or not, one of your favorite players on your favorite team is probably using. Dear Colin, LeBron and a lot of other people bashing the NBA, saying I told you so for the rash of injuries this year. They're blaming the condensed schedule. Who do you blame? Nobody. Listen, if you're a president, you're a sitting president, during 9/11, it happens on your watch. It's difficult. You're going to have to be part of new legislation, endless meetings, national security and intelligence advisors in your office every day, 12 hours a day. I'm not seeking perfection. Okay? Adam Silver, in the middle of a season, had to deal with a pandemic. The league was hemorrhaging money, hemorrhaging television ratings. Football wasn't going to happen for another 6-7 months. They had a long runway. They could watch the mistakes of other leagues. The NBA's done a great job. They had a bubble. There were no positive tests. They had to have a condensed schedule. They had to get to 70 to 72 games, or else the owners would have more power in upcoming CBAs. The reality is most of the guys getting hurt were hurt in previous seasons. Embiid's hurt. Nurkic. AD. KD. Kyrie. Chris Paul. Mike Conley. These guys were hurt in the last 4 years as well. I don't know what percentage of these injuries are condensed schedule injuries. I have no idea. But when you inherit a pandemic in the middle of a season, I'm going to give the NBA a break. It's like a president who inherits a recession or a national tragedy. I'm not seeking perfection. Can you get through it? To every restaurateur, to every senator, to every state, to every business who has been able to not only survive the pandemic, but grow a little, tip of the cap to you. All right, folks. Instant reaction. Fake questions, real answers on a Thursday night. Hope you enjoyed it. Join us at The Volume Sports, Twitter and Instagram. Rate, review, subscribe. We'll see you tomorrow on TV and radio.
The volume.